Okay, let's get into Demai, Daf Nun Dalet. Demai Nun Dalet, we continue in the sixth parak of Maseches Demai. And again, this Masechta Shirim was sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Dvorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we are on the top of Nun Dalet and Aleph. We are discussing the machlokas between Chavraya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi La B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan regarding the stira, not the stira, but the difference in the language in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, we're talking about hakiris and kablonis, remember the different types of sharecropping or tenant farming, but where it says, if somebody is choker from a Jew, so then torim benosin lo, he only has to take off trumo, and then give the rest to the owner, to the Yehudi. Why torim? Because as we said, the Tvua cannot leave the threshing floor without being nitram, so that for sure has to be done. But he doesn't have to take off maestros, and he can leave that for the balabayas. But from a goy, you have to be ma'aser v'nosen lo. He has to take off everything. So why is that? Why is it more chamor by a goy than by a Jew? So we had a machlokas within the day of Rabbi Yochanan. Chavraya said, it's cause of a knas. We want the goy to be motivated to sell it back to a Jew. So if we make the choker do the maestros himself, he won't want to do it, and then the goy won't find the chokrim available, and then he'll say, okay, I'll have to sell it, and that'll motivate them to sell it back to the Jews. That's why dafka chokrim and a goyim, that applies, that's where the knas makes sense, but not choker in Yisrael. That was the chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi La, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, had a different shot. He's Rabbi La said, no, me'ikar adin, right, the language is Tavsam midas hadin bechokim and agoy. Really, technically, one is allowed to be motzi tfua mitachas yado, tevel tachas yado, unless you know it's going to be meusar by the person who you give it to. So by a goy, you know it's not going to be meusar when you give it to him. He's not doing anything. So that's why you don't want to be mafsid the coin and the levies. Therefore, you have to be maaser everything. But if it's from a Jew, so you know he's going to be maaser. So therefore, it is okay not to be mafresh everything. So that was the machlokas between Chavraya and Rabbi La in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara now brings a brisa to support each one. So he already quoted a brisa to support, okay, we switched the girsa, to support Rabbi La. So now we quote a brisa, we're on the second line, on Nun Dal and Aleph. We quote a brisa to support the Shita of Chavraya, which says that the reason for the difference is because of Knas. Because of Knas, whether by a goy, we want to be kones the choker, so that'll be harder for him, so he won't want to be a choker, and then the goy won't find chokrim around, and therefore he will have to sell it. So the Gemara says, Masnisa, Messiah lit, we switch the girsa, l'ra chavraya. Right, so the following brisa supports the chavraya against Rabbi La. Again, the other brisa, each of these brisas really couldn't be explained by the other shita, so it had to be approved to the shita that it does work with. So Masisa Messiah la chavraya hachoker sada menagoi. The problem in this brisa is going to be because there's two opinions, and the second opinion is not going to work out. Hachoker sada menagoi maaser v'nosin lo. Right, so somebody's choker from a goy maaser v'nosin lo, which is exactly what our Mishnah said. But then there's another day here. Rabbi Shimon Omer Torim v'nosin lo. Rabbi Shimon says no, the choker does not have to do everything. He can just take off truma Torim v'nosin lo. He doesn't have to do everything more than that. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi La, what's the svara for Rabbi Shimon? That's basically going to be the brisa. Rabbi La's svara is not going to work out to explain Rabbi Shimon, and therefore, what is the basis for Rabbi Shimon? So it must be the other shita chavraya, because according to chavraya, the issue is knas, and therefore it's a machlokas whether the rabbanim were konis in this case. That's okay. But Rabbi Law, as far as not going to work out. So now let's see that inside. Harabban and Amri, according to the Rabbi Law, what was the shita of the Mishnah, meaning the Tanakam in this brisa? Amri tafsa midas hadin bechoker menagoy, vol tafsa midas hadin bechoker mi Yisrael. Again, according to Rabbi Law, the Tanakam here, which is the shita of our Mishnah, as well, the halacha is that you cannot be motzi tfua, which is tevel, if you know that the person is not going to be mafresh, so therefore, when it comes to a goy, you have to be maaser everything yourself. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo tafsi midas hadin bechoker menagoy. But Rabbi Shimon, you're going to be motzi tevel, and then the goy is not going to be give it, so why should you only have to be torim? Is Barnash diemer hada milsa? Is there anybody that would say this? Right, according to Rabbi Shimon, you know, what's the Rabbi Elazar Sfarad doesn't fit in. So it must be that the Chavraya are right. Ella Hachni. Kansu Chachamim Bechokim and Agoy belongs. Kansu Chachamim Bechokim Yisrael. The Tanakhama says that the Knas is only Bechokim and Agoy because you want the Goy to be motivated to sell it to a Jew. And that's why if you make it so hard on the Jew, he's not going to want to go into that business. And therefore, the Goy is not going to find anybody to tenant farm his farm. And therefore, he's going to end up selling it. But, and that's why there's a chilik between Goy and Jew. Goy and Jew for the Balabayas. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo kansu Chachamim Bechokim and Agoy. Rabbi Shimon say, no, right? There's a machlokas about whether the Rabbanan were konis in this case, whether it would be a motivating factor. Maybe he'll have enough to find enough chokrim from other people. So that machlokas is within a din to Rabbanan, but that we could understand the chilek. So that is the brisa that finishes up the last gemara. So we have a brisa that supports the chavraya and the brisa that supports Rebbe law. So now we continue though. Once we quoted this brisa that had the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, and we said the issue was knas, so the Gemara says, now the Gemara continues quoting that brisa, one more line of that brisa, lefichach, because the issue is a knas to motivate the non-Jew to sell it to the Jew, im chazer hagoy vinizgayer, if the guy went and then converted, meaning the owner of the field converted, so then there's no issue now of trying to motivate him. Osha machron li Yisrael, we take out the next word acher, or he sells it to a Jew, right? If it's os, then he's not, it's not an acher, right? Because he's not Jewish yet. Osha machron li Yisrael, so then we switch the gears, so also, toreim. So then all he has to do is to be toreim. He doesn't have to be maaser, just toreim as if it's from a Jew, because then there's no reason of knas. Again, a Jew, that he becomes, there's no issue. Fine. Gerus itself and Gershon is Gayer is a fascinating topic. There's much to talk about. Just to mention maybe one or two of the salient points that we have. You know, Gerus, it's a mitzvah ledoros. It's a mitzvah ledoros. The Chazal learned that from the ledoros echem. For all generations. The Gemara, and the Rambam quotes it, learn out all of Hilchas Geirus, Gemara Krisus, Daf Ches, Daf Tes, learn out all, halachas of Geirus from Bnei Yisrael, Bishas, Maimon, Har Sinai. Bishlosh, Dvaram, Nichnosu, Yisrael, Abris, Bemilo, Vitfila, Uba, Karban. With three things, Bnei Yisrael went in to the covenant of, being, Bnei Yisrael, being the Avdei Hashem, with Mila, with meaning the bris. Bris here doesn't mean bris mila. The bris, the covenant of Har Sinai. Mila tefila v'artzos karbon. Those three. Mila ha'isa b'mitzrayim. Shneimer kol arech lo yochal bo. Right. Or any arech cannot eat the Karban Pesach. So Bnei Yisrael went through mila Mitzrayim. Malos Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekulam bitlu bris mila b'mitzrayim. Chutz v'sheva Levi. Because they were all arelim in Mitzrayim, except Sheva Levi. They didn't mal themselves. V'alzen nemar u'brischa yinsoru. Right. That's what it says about Levi. And therefore, that's number one. Ingredient number one is Mila. Uvitfila haisa b'midbar kodem matan Torah. And tefila was in the midbar. Shenemar, before Maimon Har Sinai, v'kidashtim hayom umachar v'chibsu sumlosam. Sanctify yourself and wash your clothes. So it says wash your clothes. What about wash yourself? So Chazal have a mesorah. Gemiri, ein haza'a below tevila. And if they had haza'a, the sprinkling of it became tars, then they need, Tefila also. So that's what there was Hazal described at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. V'karban k'shenemar v'yishlaches na'arei b'nei Yisrael v'yalu aloza idea kol Yisrael hikrivam. So also the karbanos that were brought for karbanos ger. So that's what we have when b'nei Yisrael become Jewish. Bris mila, mila tefila v'karban, and that's what it was Bar Sinai. And then the Rambam says v'chein l'doros k'shiyir tzagoy li'karnis l'his bris u'lishtof iftachas kanfei ashchina v'yikab olav ol Torah tzarech mila tefila v'artzos karban. Interesting, the Rambam doesn't have kabbalas mitzvahs as one of the three ingredients, one of the part of the process. That's just the background. That's the ABCs. If you don't have kabbalas mitzvahs, so then there's nothing. But Yisrael, what was the event described at? It was described as Kabbalah's mitzvahs of Maimon Har Sinai, and what was needed for the conversion. So those three elements. And so to the Rambam's Lashon is Meduyak. Forever, when Bnei Yisrael want to be Mistofef and be Mekabel of all Torahs, then you need these three. V'mnekevehi tefila v'karban shnemer kachem kager ma'atem b'mila v'tefila v'arzos karban av hager lo daros b'mila v'tefila v'arzos karban. There's a big discussion in the Achronim, the later Achronim, what if it's impossible to give somebody a male, a mila? What if it's pikuach nefesh? What if he has hemophilia and there's no blood clotting? So do we say that he's like a nekeva? It's an ones. Or do we say, and therefore he can become Jewish even without the Milo? Or do we say, no, it's tough luck, I'm sorry, but he can't. Right, just like an RL. And I say an RL is a Pigo Nefesh, should be getting a Mila. If he's a Kohen, according to the most Rishonim, he can't eat Truma, he can't do the Avoda, right? Because it's, what can you do? So, would you say what can you do here? Or do we say that, this is different, you would treat him as an Akeva? Okay, so that's the discussion. What is this doing in Maseches Krisos on the test? Because that's where the second paragraph of Krisos is called, Arba Mechusrei Kapara. We know there are three Mechusrei Kapara. Three Mechusrei Kapara, and that is Zav, well, actually four, we'll call it. Zav, Zav, Yolad, and Mitzorah, that's the name of the parak. Arba Mechusrei Kapara, putting Zav and Zava separately. The Rambam describes that in Sefer HaMitzvahs, why the Zav and the Zava are counted separately, while a Mitzorah and a Mitzoraas are not counted separately. The Rambam describes, because Zav and Zava have different halachas and different karbanos, while Mitzorah and Mitzoras are exactly the same thing. But those are the four. But then, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Ger Mechuser Kapara. A Ger is also Mechuser Kapara, Ashi Yizrok Alav Hadam. The Ger is also lacking something. So we say that, really, a Ger is not lacking anything. If he's still alive when the Beis HaMikdash comes, then hello a Karban. Just like every woman who's alive will have to bring Karbanos Yoledes at that time. But the... in that context, the Gemara describes Mechuser Kapara Begeris, and that is what the Rambam describes in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah in Perek Yud Gimel. What is the source of the halacha of Gershin is Gayer Katan Shenola Dami? The Gemara quotes that a number of times, but never quotes a source for it. Never quotes a source, as if it's a svara. As if it's a svara. The Mefarshim don't assume. The Chasam Sofer in Avodah Zarah wonders what the source is. Wonders what the source is for this halacha. So there is a Rishon, the Bala Turim, in Kiseitse quotes that it's based on an allusion of a pasuk that talks about an orphan, and it's a remez. It's a remez, not really a beferich, it's a remez in the pasuk. Here it's in Perek Chav Dalid Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ger Yatom, Osatem Mishpat Ger Yatom. So what does it say? Ger Yatom. Veloma nomar Ger Viatom, says the Bala Turim. It doesn't say a convert and an orphan, it just says Ger, convert, orphan. Loma lecha, to teach you that a convert is an orphan. Loma lecha, Gershin is Gerkan Shinola Dami. Wow, that's a remez of the Bala Turim in Kiseitse. If you look at the Meshachachma in Voeschanon, says it's a different pshat. Different a source, what the source is for Gershon is Gayer, and that is Shuvu Lachem La'ahalechem. Go back to your tents, right after Har Sinai, as we just said from the Rambam. The source of Gerus is from Maimon Har Sinai. So right after Har Sinai, Hashem says, go back to your tents. And we know tent in the Torah always means wife. HaChasam, Veshachachma says, HaCham Sab Sofer B'chidush Tav Avodah Zarah Kasav, Kinis Kasha Kol Yomav, Mehechon Otsil Chazal, Hadar Gershon Is Gayer Kanshin Olodami, Yu Yansham. Right, so he's bothered. Where is the source? He's bothered. And he says, I don't know. Uladati Pashut, says the Meshachachma, I think it's simple. The Yatzel Lohem Mistama, right, went out from this Pasuk. The Mistama, Hayil Yotzim Mishraim Nashim Harbei, Shayimi Otsan, Jemine Noch Musarin Alehen. There must have been many marriages from the Yotzi Mitzrayim of women who B'nei Noach were not Musarin, and we became Musarinim and Har Sinai. V'Amram Yochiach Shagol Dodor Adoy. Amram would prove. Amram was a Gadol Ador, and he was married to his aunt, Yocheved. V'Noso Dodoso. And that was an illicit relation. V'chein Amru, V'yuman Perakim Akipurim. V'ayin Rashi Shebachu Al Hanosafos. Right, Rashi quotes that they cried when they got more Arias. So how can Chazal say, go back to your wives if some of them became usher at Har Sinai? You have to separate from them. They have to get divorced. It must be, this pasuk is the source. Wow. And then he says, just once we're here, he says, and it's possible that maybe they're nida. How do you say shuvah lochem lolechem? Go back to your wives. Go back to the OL. So maybe it means, go back and then they'll have to wait. No, it sounds like they're mutter. V'yitachein, so he quotes also creatively, the Kaim Malan, the Gemara says in Nida, the charada, total shock, misalekes hasadamim. Shock removes damnida. So this shock, shachardu kal ha'am, that the whole Am, right, shook at Har Sinai, by Yechrat Kalam Hashem B'machaneh, that removed the Dam, and therefore they were almost like as Damim, V'lo'ir Nishem Damim V'yiu Tahoros L'ba'alehen. Fascinating that he has that. The Maharal doesn't use the Lashon of Gershon as Gayer, I don't think, but he also has a fascinating suggestion. Again, maybe this is the Chora, this is the source, but maybe not exactly. He says this on the pasuk at the end of Noah, where it says that Avram Avinu left and Terach died in Haran. And Rashi already quotes there that this is a little troubling because this is not historically accurate. Vayamas Terach b'Haran. So Rashi quotes La'achar sheyatsa Avram b'Haran u'bal eretz Kanaan. He died later on, not now. He died later on, right? But wait after Lech Lecha. But it just says it here in a hidden way. Why? This is Rashi there. Okay, so it says it there at Heis. The Maral wonders, what is that? What's this, like a game? Doesn't say it. You can figure out the math. You can figure out the math. So what exactly is meant here? So the Maharal himself says in the continuation, Maharal says, "V'yesh b'zeh inyan nifle ma'od." What does it mean? He died. He says he wasn't connected to Avram Avinu because ki inyan Avraham eino nikshar im aviv Terach klau. Avram was not connected to his father Terach. Rachaya Terach v'kol chaya v'siluko kodem la Avraham. Right, Terach was before Avraham. His life was before Avraham. Leficha chutzro klahakta misaso linyan Avraham. The route Avram, he died before Avraham. Lomar lecha to teach me, she'ena miskashrim ze im ze. They're not connected to each other. They're not connected. His life. Avram was the beginning. Kashi yizkir yin Avram, hizkir, maskir, lefnei ze misas Avram. Shezeraya ki inyan Avraham, hu mischaber el misaso shel Terach. Since Avram came from Terach, so Potter, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Avram, he keep it off aim. She'ein lo his yachsus el ha'av klal. Ba'avur shehu bria acheres. Once Avram became who he was like the first Ger, right? So he became a new creation. V'lo she'ein lo yichus el aviv. Not that he's not biologically connected to his father, but he is different. Inyan Avram lo yeshutaf klal im doros harishonim. So again, he doesn't use the lashon of Gershon Hizgayer, but that's what he means. Ki harishonim hayu tohu v'hu hatchalas habinyan v'chasher ha'or ba yisulak hachoshech l'fichach shayach lefanav misas terach. And that's why he talks about misas terach beforehand. B'shul kach lo yegnai la'avraham. And that's why it wasn't a gnai for Avraham if he leaves his father. It wasn't, oh, it's hiding something. No, because he started a new idea, a new way, monotheism, so that's why it was different in that regard. Okay, so there's a couple of thoughts regarding Gerus here, and we will now continue. So the Gemara now says, right, we just quoted this last line of that Tosefta, so now we're up to Man. Man da Amar, see the second to last line. So this is commenting back on the Mishnah. Back on the Mishnah. So remember, the Mishnah said, back on Daf Nun Aleph or so, the Tanakhama said, a Kablan, Hamakabel, Sadeh, a Kablan always could just leave it. He could leave it in front of the Master and the Baal HaBayis, and not be cholek. Right, Hamakabel, Sadeh, Mi Yisrael, Menanachri, Omen, Anachusi, cholek, Lefnehem. The Tanakhama says, you just leave it. And Rabbi Yehuda, at the end of the Mishnah, on an Aleph Mabez, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you get Steavos of Minhagoy, then you have to be Ma'aser. So, what does that mean? So, we already explained it the way the Maskan of the Gemara says it. But at least in the Hava meaning here, the Hava meaning is that Steavosav in the Gemara does not mean his specific. That's going to be the Maskana. Doesn't mean his specific ancestral field, but we think Steavosav means all of Eretz Yisrael. That's what we think it means in the Hava meaning here. And if that's true, so now the question is, who does that fit into regarding our machlokas, Rabbi Law and the Chavraya? Again, the Tanakhama said, a Kablan always just leaves it. Rabbi Yehuda says that the all Kablanim have to be ma'aser. So man to Amar Tafsa, according to Rabbi Law, who says as far as Tafsa Sanicha. So according to Rabbi Law, you could understand Rabbi Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah, because according to Rabbi Law, okay, so the idea is, are you allowed to be motzi, tevel, to someone who you know is not going to be ma'aser. So we have that chumrah by a choker, and Rabbi Law would say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say that by mekabel also. You can never give tevel. You can never give tevel if the balabayas won't be mafresh, whether you're a choker or whether you're a mekabel. Again, the Tanakhama said you're just giving the mekabel back his own stuff. Right, and therefore, even if you don't, we mentioned this on the when we started the parak, even if you say Ein Breira, still the chiddush is that this was always his stuff. So therefore, the Tanakhama says in the Mishnah that you don't have to be mafresh. But Rabbi Law would say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you are mafresh because you're still, it looks like you're repaying with Tevel. So according to Rabbi, the one that says Tafsa Nicha, so Mandamar Knaso Biyado. But if you say the reason is Knas, meaning like the Chavraya said, Biyado, that's a question, Bitmiya. Is this Knas really going to be effective? Right, what's the knas according that the kablan will have to be ma'aser, and therefore people aren't going to want to go into kablanus, and that's going to make the guy, you know, force his hand to sell. But one second, kablanus is not common, right? We already said that back on Daf Nun Aleph. So is this really going to work? This is not going to be such an effective knas because, you know, they're not going to, it's not going to be so motivating for the guy because it's not so common. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Right, we're misunderstood what exactly Steavosav means. Steavosav, you're right. All of Klal Yisrael, all of Eretz Yisrael is called Shel Klal Yisrael. It is Steavosav in a sense, right? And it was all given to Klal Yisrael. Amar Rav Yochanan, min ha-masikin shanu. No, we're talking about a case where he got it from robbers and thieves that took his own ancestral field. Mitoch shat omer lo kein. So specifically, if you make this guy be ma'aser from his own ancestral field, that's going to not sit well with him, that he's going to have to be ma'aser from his own stuff. And therefore, afu doche gatsum apodosa. So that's going to motivate him personally to be able to be podep his ancestral field. Right? There's a special halachist discussed at the end of Parshas Bechukosai regarding ancestral fields. But yes, the havamina of the Gemara is true in a sense, in that, not in this context, but all of Eretz Yisrael is stay avosa, but just here it's referring to stay achuza. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the Bavli highlights this in a fascinating way. The Gemara there talks about asering and destroying the Avodah Zarah that you find in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara there says, he has Nun Gimel on the base. The Gemara says, Michdi, Yerushahi Lohem Avoseihem. Really, Eretz Yisrael belonged to Bnei Yisrael way back, even from the days of Avram Avinu. Right? It's Eretz Avosav. Ve'en Adam Oser Davar Sheino Shalom. Right? And how could the Goyim have asered Eretz Yisrael? Right? V'imishem Hanach to Meikara, B'vitli Ba'al Masagiluhu. Ella says that's an amazing havamina that you would have said Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheino Shalom by Eretz Yisrael, and the Goyim, the over the Avodah Zarah there would not have been able to aser it. Right, that's a fascinating suggestion. The Gemara though says the answer, and that is, well, we messed up, and once we messed up, so then it was given to allowed to be. Once we did the Egel, we worshipped the Egel, so then that showed that, you know, Nicha, doesn't, we don't mind so much, and therefore, avdi. So it's kind of like the Shlichus of Bnei Yisrael, and therefore they had the power to Aser. A very tragic Gemara, but that's what the Gemara says, and it's considered, Rashi says there, Hilka havi l'avodas kochavim shal Yisrael b'nei b'tei olam. It's considered the avodah zarah of a Jew, which can never be batal. Only a avodah zarah of a goy can be nullified, not the avodah zarah of a Jew. Okay, so that is the stay avosav of Bnei Yisrael, and that's what the Havamina was, to call all of Eretz Yisrael in that way. There are other halachas that are described. The Sefer HaChinuch describes all the mitzvahs relating to stay achuza, but we'll leave that for now. So that says in the Mishnah, Halacha Beis, next Mishnah. Kohen v'Levi, Shekiblu Yisodem Yisrael. So let's, the same thing we were talking about before, sharecropping. So a Kohen and a Levi is the sharecropper. So what did we say before? What does a sharecropper do according to the Tanakhama? He just leaves it. He doesn't have to be miniach lefanav. He doesn't have to take off chumas and maestros from the portion that he gives to the balabais. He just gives it. So that's what the Mishnah says. Koin v'levi shekiblu sadam yisrael. If he's makabel, so let's say he gives 20%. Remember, a Kavlan gives 20%, some type of percentage. He gives 20% to the owner. He keeps 80%. So the Balabayas has to be take off the proper ratio of Shumas and Maestros from that 20%. And the Kavlan has to take off proper ratio of Shumas and Maestros from the part that he keeps. And the Balabayas, says the Tanakama, Kishem Shecholken B'Kholen Kacholken B'Truma. The Balabayas can give the Truma or Maestro to whoever he wants. Even if he has a Kohen that is a sharecropper or a Levi, he doesn't have to give the Truma to that Kohen or the Maestro Rishon to that Levi. No, he gets his stuff. Like we said, the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda, it was always his stuff. So if it was always his stuff, so he could give it, he has Tovas Hanah to give it to whoever he wants. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, come on. HaMaestro Shalahen. Shamanaz Kain Bo, if I'm a Kohen and I'm working in your field, I expect to get that Truma, even though I'm giving it to you, in order to, that I don't have to, I don't have that responsibility to be Mafrish, but if I'm a Kohen, I'm in your field, so I expect to be given the Truma, and if I'm a Levi, I expect to be given the Meiser Rishon. That is the Machlokas of the Mishnah, so we assume, is this just the Machlokas of Umdana, of what the understanding was, or is there something deeper? Let's see. Says the Gemara, Masivin, Rabbanan Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbanan asked Rabbi Eliezer, B'mekanu, Rabbi Eliezer, you're saying that the Kohen and the Levi, they automatically get the Truma and the Meiser, even though it says that you meniach lefanav, but the Truma has to go to them. And the Levi, and the, what is it, how can it go to them? Right, what's behind this question? It's a davar shalo bala olam. Right, it's not in the world yet. We know a person cannot be makne or kone a davar shalo bala olam. That's a halacha, right? It's machlokas tanoam, but that's what we paskin. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Kinyan. Sefer Kinyan, Hilchas Mechira, in Perach Aveis, where the Rambam just says, based on the examples in the Gemara, Ein adam makne l'chaveiro davar shalo bala olam. A person cannot be makne to their friend. Right, the Magen Mishnah says, Zemavuar baharbe mekomos. Uplugdit de tanoihi. Vyukimna biyavamis. Hanu de amri adam makne. Kishita ve'ena halacha v'ze pashut umuskam. The Magen Mishnah, we know that. Ein adam makne davar shalo bala olam. Bein b'mechar, bein b'matana, bein b'matna shchiv mira. Right, it doesn't matter if you're selling it or giving it. Ketzad, for example. Machatosi sa de zumacher lecha. I sell you the fruit that haven't grown yet from the field. Mashayotzi ilan ze macher lecha. Tenu mashatelet behema zula ploni. My animal's gonna have a baby. Lo kana klum. The kingdom doesn't work. V'chein kol chayazi bazeh. All similar cases. So the Rambam says you can't be makne or kone a davar shalo bala olam. Right, then the Rambam even says later on in Halacha Hey, this is not a topic now, but we'll just quote it from the beginning of Amud Siyah. Davar she'eino bershuso shel makne. Eino maknehu. If somebody gets something is not in my rishus, so then similar, I can't be makne it. Vaharehu kidavar shalo bala olam. That's similar to a davar shalo bala olam. Right? That's the Rambam's svara. Maybe interesting formulation. Do we say it's the same kind of problem? Davar sheina brishuso. The Rambam calls the same problem. He doesn't call it a davar shalo bala olam. He says it's similar to vaharehu kidavar. Which might mean a parallel. It doesn't have to be an identification. Might be a parallel, but that's the Rambam. So the Gemara here says that the Rabbanan say back to Rabbi Eliezer, how can we say that the Truma goes to the sharecropper automatically with what is Bikone? Amar Lahen, so Rabbi Eliezer answered, one second. Iyatam Odim Li, don't you answer to me. She'im, we'll go with the Gruz Girsa here. She'im Hisnu Beinehen Shamaiso Shalahen. What if they made it tonight? What if they made it tonight and they said that the, it should go to the, sharecropper. Would it go to the sharecropper? Yes. I feel it was. But even if they made the tanai, how does it work? Right? It's still a davar shalo bala olam, so how would it work? So the Gemara answers, kastamu, if they didn't specify, nasa omer, it's ki'ilu. The owner said to the sharecropper, you know what, do a kinyan in the karka. Tlosh min karka azeh, do a kinyan in the karka, shetiknu lecha masrosav, and you'll be kone the karka, and through being kone the karka, you'll also be kone, right, through the kinyan chazaka. You're doing a kinyan chazaka on the karka, and that kinyan chazaka on the karka will help to be kone the future fruit as well. If you look in the Rav Chaim Kadievsky, Tlosh ma'at mina karka, klomar lech v'hachzeik b'karka, lignos as aperos, she'asid ani la'asos on ma'iser, bikona the karka from which the ma'iser will come, u'mishum the cheskas karka, mahani lignos as a mechuba l'karka, because a cheskas karka could be kone mechuba l'karka, and therefore, so too, that's what it means. It's ki'ilu you said that. So Rabbi Eliezer says, it's ki'ilu. Ki'ilu, they made a t'nai that he's going to get the produce, and it's ki'ilu, he made a t'nai that the kinyan chazaka takes place, which would then be kone, the fruit in the future. So I'm related, I'm going to say back, ofna, leslan ofna. Right, what does that mean? So Chaim Kanievsky, ofan is a wheel. It says, the wheel doesn't have a wheel. He said it's a mushel. You can't say two stomachs. And the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, like, tre migu lo amrinan. You don't say migu this and then say migu that. You don't say here, two stomachs. Rav Lazar is relying on two stomachs. Even if he didn't say it, it's a ki'ilu, he said, the chubas of ma'isa should go to the sharecropper. And even if he would have made a tzai to go to the sharecropper, it still doesn't work. It's ki'ilu, he said, that you should be a kone, kinya chazaka on the ground. You can't say that. Ofna, less than ofna. Say this, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Ofan hamagal gelas akaron hu atzmo in laofan, the wheel that's turning the wagon, so it doesn't have a wheel. Umashal hu lameima very stoma tre stomi lo amrinan. You don't say two stomas, right? I'll give you one stoma. If they made the tznai that it should all go, then Rabbi the Tanakam would agree, but they didn't say that. Less l'stama nasakom retlosh ben akar gazeh shikel chayachan me'asar shabo. Right? You don't say that. So you can only say one stoma and not two stomas. And therefore, but this is how you would get out of the Darvashal Bala Olam problem, because you did an actual kinyan in the karka, and if you know the karka, so you own whatever comes from the karka, right? That's not a Darvashal Bala Olam, you already own the karka. So if I own a piece of the land, so then I'm going to own whatever comes out of the land. So too, that's how it survived. Okay, there's a lot to say about Darvashal Bala Olam. Maybe next time we'll start with some of those ideas. Okay, we'll stop here.